There we go. All right. That was a little chillywack cheer. I see Susan Jeremy is on the line now. I'm going to open up her mic, and she will tell us about her upcoming show. Here we go. Susan Jeremy,
hi.
Welcome to What's the Buzz and Why. So tell us about your new show.
Oh, great. Well, it's called She Was a Great Dad, and it is inspired by the life of a jazz musician, Billy Tipton, who lived in the 1940s and 50s as a working musician, as a man, but upon his death was found that he was really a woman. So I set out to tell the story through the point of view of the people in his life, which was a burlesque dancer that he married, his son that he adopted and found out about him when he was an adult, and his mother, who he left home young to pursue a job as a musician. And so I set out to fill in all the blanks, the ones that we didn't know about.
Oh, it's very interesting. And so there's music involved in the show. Where did you find the music to enhance the show?
Oh, I researched so much in jazz, and I didn't really know much about jazz, so I started to pick up on YouTube and all of the sax players, greatest sax players, and I started to listen to Sonny Rollins, and I was listening to all of the big bands and just trying to piece together that era. And so yes, I have clips, and then I have some of the actual music from Billy Tipton, who was a piano player and a sax player. Yeah, so those clips are available on YouTube, and I was able to get a couple of those. And, you know, everything in the show is under 30 seconds, so I'm allowed.
Yes, yeah, so I think it's four bars or something.
So I'm allowed, you know. And it really gives a flavor to the show to have the music from that era and then to have, you know, the I don't play saxophone, which I really wish I do, but I'm a really good air saxophone player. So, yeah, I found some good sax solos from the greats and clipped pieces of it. That's how I was able to do that, to make it a full piece.
That's great. Now, what was your inspiration? When did you come? Because you've written so many great hit shows. I'm a big fan of all of your shows. But what was the light? Did you pick up this?
The light was Caitlyn Jenner coming out as a woman and everybody talking about this. And I was thinking, gosh, you know, another man who becomes a woman. Let's explore the women who become men, because there isn't any press talking about a woman who's become a man. So I said, let me dig and let me see what I can find. And I found so much. And I set out to write a show about three possibly different, you know, women who became men in the 30s and 40s. But I found some things, but the Billy Tipton story was just so interesting that I didn't want to share it with anybody else's story. I wanted it to just on that one life, which was just so developed in so many different layers. And so that's what inspired me to do it. And then I started workshopping it in a class, in a playwriting class. And I didn't know, you know, the biggest feedback was, who is the story about? Because I was trying to tell it through the point of view of all the people in Billy Tipton's life. And then it became like this big jumble. So I had to keep narrowing it down. And so I came up with a way to have three narrators, you know, and three narrators telling the tale through their point of view. So that's how I'm doing it.
Is there anything about Billy that's not in the show that the audience would like to know about? A tidbit of some
probably
kind that's not
a lot.
In the show?
Probably a lot, yeah. Well, the way I adapted it into one marriage. Billy married a burlesque dancer. They adopted one son. The real story is Billy married five different women and adopted four children. So that would have been rather complicated to take all on, you know. So I decided to just develop one relationship with one woman. And the big question is, in the press in 1998, no, I got confused, 1988 or something along those lines, when Billy Tipton actually passed and the press got word that this jazz musician from Washington State was really a woman and nobody knew and all of that. So I decided to just focus on that life, that small life that Billy made for himself in this small town in Washington State, when he was such an accomplished musician who could have toured internationally and chose not to because he was living this lie and didn't want the lie to be exposed.
That's interesting. The fact that you also do all the characters and that you become them so smoothly, because I saw the show, so smoothly, the transitions are amazing. I think that was the audience was most impressed by your transitions.
Transgender transitions.
How do you do that? Transgender transitions.
I'm a physical
person.
You're physical,
now you have a background in dance?
I have a background in clowning. Yeah, I went to I did many clown workshops and had my own clown business in my early 20s, and physical comedy from stand up. So all of that physical comedy, once you put it into a dramatic piece, you tone it down obviously so that it's not clownish. I mean, you know, I do a strip, and every show I ever have, I try to put a strip in. I find this very important, and this has a burlesque strip, which becomes a little clownish, you know, because she puts on cat ears, and I put a cat tail on, and, you know, I do my little
boa
number.
Oh, it's hysterical. I'm hysterical. But also people have to understand this was the fifth pole dancing
movie. No. It's cutesy and flirtatious. A burlesque number, yeah. And it's cutesy and it's fluff, but it's not raunchy and vulgar. But anyway, so I don't have it. My dad was a professional dancer, so I did inherit his ability to move, but I'm not a trained dancer. I'm a clown dancer.
I'm a clown dancer. A dancer.
Private dancer?
All right,
no, clown dancer.
Clown dancer. All right, I have a clip here from the show. I hope I downloaded it correctly. Let's play it now.
When she was born, she was 6 pounds, 3 ounces. We named her Lucille after her father's mother. She was a miracle baby.
It was the music.
I heard music from the second I opened my eyes.
Show us your life!
Goodbye, Mother. Call me Johnny. The world was going well for me as a man. Respect was everywhere.
Jimmy's late, huh?
Johnny was the most sensitive man I had ever met. We would kiss for hours, and he had the softest lips I ever kissed. And he was a real gentleman. always opening doors for me, pulling out my chair. He never grabbed me like the other men.
Showing my son the way of the world was the greatest gift ever.
Johnny, we need to stop you. When did your wife learn your real gender?
Thank you, thank you. Hey, how about a hand for Brian, my son, our newest bar back. Tonight's his first night. Don't
forget. Hey, aren't you really a dame?
Excuse me?
Yeah, you're Lucille. I went to school with you.
Now, buddy.
Yeah, I knew it was you.
Now.
Oh, nice suit.
If this guy thinks I'm a dame, imagine what his wife looks like.
Well, there you go. Was that actually
there you go.
The saxophone?
So the main character's name is Johnny.
Johnny, yeah.
Swinton.
I go Billy, Johnny Billy. Yeah, you see, you're so convincing. I'm calling him by the
yeah, by the real name. No, Johnny Swinton. And his mother is the one telling the tale of being born, you know, 6 pounds, 3 ounces.
Which is great because it's a dramedy, I guess, because it's a combination of humor in there.
Right.
There's humor in there. But it's also
yeah, it's
a
very sad story, though, you know. So it is a drama, but because he also did stand-up with his shows, with the old-time, you know, vaudeville-type comedy, I put in some of those old jokes.
Oh, yeah, those are great, too. It adds to the comedy, but the characters, too, because if you did any kind of show where it was just like, it would become exhausting for the audience. If you couldn't
right,
have any, some
right.
kind of, you know, see some kind of humor in even the most tragic of things like that. The mother was, I got to say, my favorite character. But
the mother, yeah. Well, because she doesn't understand why her daughter is leaving as a man. It's, you know, 1942 or 41, setting out to work as a musician because women couldn't work professionally as musicians. So she it started out with Billy Kitchen dressing as a man to work.
And actually, you bring up a good point there because, I'm not doing spoiler alert or anything, but you do bring up that during the war, women could work. When the men were away,
right.
It was work.
Right, because all of a sudden the men were gone. So they would form these women's bands, and I did a lot of research on that. And the women's bands had to dress sexy, and it wasn't really about how talented you were. It was how you looked in the outfit and if you could, you know, play a tune. So they would the nightclubs and tours would feature these bands of women that were dressed all sexy. And it just reminds me of the movie with Marilyn Monroe, right? Which one was that with Tony Curtis dressed
some
as
like
a woman
hot.
To get into the women's bed? Yeah,
Some Like It Hot. Yeah.
Right. So because there was work and they couldn't get work. Yeah. So, yeah, that was really interesting to find
you,
that.
But I'm a man. I don't mind. That's how the movie ends. But I'm a man.
Right, right.
I don't
but
mind.
I don't mind.
So that was a great thing. All right, let's tell them where they can get tickets, when it's playing, where it's playing. Go.
Well,
ready?
It's part of the Hot Festival, which is a gay and lesbian festival put on by Dixon Place in Lower East Side of New York City, 161 Christie Street. That's DixonPlace.org. And the Hot Festival is a year of producing works about or for gay and lesbian artists featuring their work. So they have two shows a night until August 5th. I have two shows in this festival. One has passed, and the next one will be this Saturday, July 22nd, in a big, beautiful air-conditioned theater. The show is at 10 p.m., but there's plenty of restaurants nearby to eat earlier at 8. And tickets are very affordable. It's $12 for senior and student and $15 for adult and $18 if you walk up at the door. There's a bar upstairs. You can get there early. You can catch a free show upstairs at 7:30 and then come downstairs for my show in the beautiful theater. And tickets are online at Ovation Tickets under She Was a Great Dad, Dixon Place. And that's it. You can walk in. It's half a block off of Delancey on Christie Street, which is – Christie Street is the continuation of 2nd Avenue downtown. It is it's very easy to get to by subway, F train to 1st Avenue, or Essex Street is nearby. And as I said, it's just – and Dixon Place is just a wonderful place to support. They've been around
for
31
years. There's a lot of
years.
Trains that go there. And actually, a lot of celebrities perform there too. Lots of celebrities, including Susan Jeremy. But there's lots of trains, and I've been down in that area. There is some parking if you look around, if you're coming in from out of town and want to see it. And then if you forget everything that she just says, just look at the show scroll, because the information is there as well. So you can check that out there. And it's just, I've seen it. It's a really good show. I highly recommend it. It's a must-see show. She Was a Great Dad. Susan, is there anything you want to add?
If there are any producers out there who are looking to bring the show to their city, please contact me. You can find
also,
me on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube.
Parties and bookings.
Yeah, or in
actually,
South Florida visiting
Facebook.
My mom.
Is it, yeah, and
Susan
but
Jeremy
on, Facebook. On Facebook, is it Facebook? Follow her, and then you'll know when all of her shows. If you, I'm sorry,
or Twitter.
Have to miss this show. Yeah, or Twitter.
Yeah.
Follow her there, and you could check
right.
out the show there. It's very entertaining. You won't blink, because you don't want to miss anything, because everything keeps going
right.
on.
And you can bring kids there. I've had kids in my audience, 10 and above. Under that, they get fidgety, but, you know.
No, they're not going to understand it. 10 and above, they'll understand it.
Yeah, there's nothing in the show that would be offensive to any children.
No, they probably just
stuff. So that's it. As I said, it's a new show, so it's very much finding its feet, but so far the response has been pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, I must say.
Okay, I'm gonna give out my audience loved it. Here we go. On this Saturday, July 22nd at 10 p.m. Dixon Place. That's 161 A Christie Street between Rivington and Delancey. New York, 10002, webovationtix.com, or go to Dixon Place and just look for She Was a Great Dad, Susan Jeremy. You go to her Facebook page. They'll have more information in case you'd like to interview her as well. I want to check out, let's see, listening. We have also Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Thank you for tuning in. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every 2 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And this week she'll be featuring The Best of Hitchcock. You want to check out that interview. Also, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's the Mom and Pop Shop at 4 p.m. on TuneIn right here in Miramar. So check out George Bettinger as well. All right, Susan, we're winding down. Any last-minute things you want to say? So they should come to the show. You'll personally greet them afterwards. You're not one of those actors that don't see their audience after the show. She'll be glad to talk and hear a little bit of your input when you go to the show.
Take,
but it's
I'll
a great
take
show.
Photos with you. And I've had fun playing drag.
With Susan Jeremy, a personalized photo opportunity with Susan Jeremy. And don't forget to follow her on Facebook, follow her on Twitter for more information. I guarantee you will be totally entertained with this show. Well, we did good, Susan.
She was a great dad.
Great dad. She was a great dad, wasn't she? All righty.
Yes.
Okay. Susan Jeremy,
right,
thank you
well,
for
thank
being
you.
A guest on What's the Buzz and Why. And we'll go out with a song that's appropriate to it. Remember, audience, my CDs are available on CD Baby, Nancy Lombardo, CD Baby. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Buy our stuff. See our shows. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Here we go.
Thank you.
forget that Susan Jeremy, she was a great dad. Now, at Dixon Place, get your tickets today. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you very much. And Betty Jo, I know you're tuning in because the show started early. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, Betty Jo. And please share this if you can. This has been What's the Buzz and Why with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Thank you for tuning in. Big kiss. Bye-bye.